KD Country 94 weather.
If you're looking for a wide variety of garden products, now's the time to stop in a Box Garden Center in Concord City. They have a wide variety ranging from A to Z, bulk seed and cold crops available. Box also has a variety of roses, plus onion scents in white, yellow, and red, and onion plants. Come early for the best selection, and you can always call ahead at 781-4905. If you have containers or pouches needing repair, bring them in as soon as possible. Box accepts cash or check only for payment. Box Garden Center, 1111 6th Street in Concord City, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., except on Wednesday, open 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 72. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 43. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for showers 69. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 72.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A man has been arrested following an investigation into an accident in which a person caught on fire in Jamestown last week. According to a news release from the Cloud County Sheriff's Office, a deputy took a report of a person that caught on fire in Jamestown. The incident occurred on Tuesday, April 16th at 7:55 a.m. Following an investigation, Mark P. Murphy has been arrested for attempted second-degree murder, aggravated domestic battery, aggravated arson, aggravated criminal threat battery, and interference with EMS. No further information has been released at this time. Yesterday, the Washington County Sheriff's Office became aware that officers from the Clay Center Police Department and the Clay County Sheriff's Office were in a high-speed chase with a vehicle traveling northbound on Highway K-15. Officers responded and joined the chase, which entered Washington County on K-9 and K-15. The chase involved speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour, along with erratic and reckless driving by the suspect vehicle. Multiple vehicles were also ran off the roadway. Stop sticks were deployed around the Lynn area and were not successful, with the suspect vehicle going off the roadway to avoid them. It was during this time and location that the Clay Center Police Department patrol car was involved in an accident with no injury to the officer and minor damage to the vehicle. Upon reaching the south side of Washington on K-15 at Industrial Park Drive, the suspect vehicle lost control on the east side of the roadway, causing it to enter the ditch at a high rate of speed. The vehicle then collided with an embankment, causing it to go airborne and roll over, coming to rest on the north side of the intersection. Responding to the scene were Washington County Sheriff's Office, Clay County Sheriff's Office, Marshall County Sheriff's Office, K-9, Kansas Highway Patrol, Washington Fire Department, Washington EMS, Lynn EMS, and Kansas Department of Transportation. There were three occupants in the suspect vehicle, a 2022 Ram 1500 pickup, the driver Robert D. Allen of Bellevue, Washington, a passenger Riley L. Linders of Bellevue, Washington, and a female juvenile passenger. All occupants were injured and transported to the Washington County Hospital. In the course of the investigation, it was found that the suspect vehicle had fled from law enforcement earlier in the day as well. Before coming to Clay and then Washington counties, the driver Robert D. Allen was found to have a felony warrant out of Washington State for escape from custody and assault. Allen is currently in the custody of the Washington County Sheriff's Office for the out-of-state warrant and multiple pending charges from the incident occurring on this date. This incident is an ongoing investigation. No further information will be disseminated at this time. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website hardchoicesbeloit.com. A notice to the city of Beloit residents: due to the lack of rain, water levels for the river are low. Kansas Division of Water Resources has issued notice regarding how low the water levels are. At this time, no restrictions impacting the city of Beloit have been issued. However, the city does want to share this information so everyone can be mindful of water consumption going into the weekend. Again, there are no restrictions, but with water levels low in the river, reduced water use now will hopefully help as we move into the summer months. The message: save water. That going out to City of Beloit residents. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Defender falls, LeBron three, rebound by Porter. Denver with the timeout, we are tied.
I love it, don't call it. Tie ball game, worst can happen, we go to overtime.
Murray makes a move.
Game's on.
The buzzer beater from Jamal Murray giving the Nuggets a 2-0 series lead over the Lakers and finishing off an exciting night in the NBA playoffs. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. The Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team has a new head coach. Results from Monday. A look at today's schedule. The Royals continuing a bit of a slide. The Kansas City Chiefs have offered contract extensions to their leaders. And the NHL playoffs continuing. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Pending approval at the May USD 273 Board of Education meeting, Keith Christine has been named the next head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans basketball program. The job was open after Sean Aremus resigned after 7 seasons, going 80-66 in that time. Christine has had success as a coach in multiple sports during his time in North Central Kansas, leading teams at Wakanda East and St. John's in football, basketball, and track and field. His last high school coaching position was at St. John's and St. John's Tipton, where he coached 12 seasons, going 218-63 from 2007-19 with the Lady Blue Jays. His teams qualified for state 4 times and won the 1A Division II state championship in 2015. Christine has been coaching in the Beloit District for the past 4 seasons. He's been the coach of the Beloit Junior High Boys team the past 4 years and was also an assistant coach with Remus this past season for the Beloit Girls. At KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake Sports, we had an opportunity to chat with Christine about the new position. He gave his thoughts about working with Coach Remus for a season and taking over the reins for the Lady Trojans.
I'm extremely excited and to be a part of Beloit Lady Trojan basketball. And, you know, just having the opportunity with Coach Jones battling some health issues and stuff, being allowed to step in and help Coach Remus and Rao this season here, taking over. We got some good girls coming back. You know, we lost some good girls, but I'm about the kids and trying to work and make them better, not only as basketball players, but as young women and growing up.
For a full interview with Christine, you can check it out on our Sports Ticket podcast at kdcountry94.com. Look back at Monday's high school results in the area in baseball. The Beloit Trojans getting a big sweep over Republic County, taking the first game 23-0 in 3 innings and winning the second one 18-0 in 3. Beloit is now 11-5 and 6-2 in the North Central Activities Association for the season. Also on Monday, the Concordia Golf Invitational. Concordia taking first place as a team, and they had the top 5 individual scores. Lennon Neinmeyer, an 80, finished in first. Luke Donovan and Lewis Vanmeter each shot an 81 to finish second and third. You can find the full results for that event at ncksports.com. Coming up today, high school golf, the Rock Hills Invitational at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Lakeside, Rock Hills, St. John's, Tipton, Pike Valley, and Southern Cloud competing from the area there. Also in baseball, Sylvan Lucas Lincoln hosting Ellsworth at 3 o'clock this afternoon in a doubleheader. And Sylvan Lucas softball team hosts Ness City at 4. Concordia is at Abilene in both baseball and softball at 4:30 this afternoon in the NCKL. Full schedule is also posted at ncksports.com.
He sends one to center field. It is playable for Kiermaier, and the Blue Jays win it. Jordan Romano, career save number 100, and the Blue Jays take the opener 5-3.
Royals have now lost three straight and four of their last five after falling to the Blue Jays Monday night in Kansas City. Toronto jumped out to an early lead with a three RBI triple from Bo Bichette in the top of the first. A two-run homer from Dalton Varsho put them up 5-0 in the sixth. Mikel Garcia answered in the bottom of the sixth with a two-run shot of his own. Kyle Isbell's solo shot in the ninth wrapped up the scoring in the two-run loss for the Royals. Brady Singer took the loss on the mound, giving up 5 runs on 5 hits, falling to 2-1. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the offense in the loss.
The homers are nice. We just need to sustain some things and be able to score in other ways as well. You got to swing the bat or you're going to be behind. And tonight when we swung the bat, we put it in play. They just, it was either right at him or it was a fly ball or whatever the case was. We couldn't string anything together.
Royals and Blue Jays now have identical 13-10 records. Game 2 of their 4-game series tonight at 6:40 at Compton Stadium. Michael Wacha, 1-2 with a 3.75 ERA, starts for the Royals on the mound against Kevin Gausman of the Blue Jays, who's 0-2 with an 8.16 ERA this season. Across the parking lot in Kansas City, ahead of this week's NFL draft, the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs have extended all of their top organizational leaders. President Mark Donovan, GM Brett Veach, and head coach Andy Reid signed contract extensions on Monday. According to reports, Reid's contract now runs through the 2029 season. Chiefs Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt said in a statement, quote, Mark, Brett, and Andy have achieved historic success together, and we are thrilled that they will continue in their roles for many years to come. They have been tremendous leaders for this organization on and off the field, and we look forward to their continued success in the years ahead. Together since 2017, Reid, Veach, and Donovan have compiled a team that has gone 134 with 3 Super Bowl trophies, 4 AFC championships, and 7 straight AFC West titles. You can read more at Chiefs.com. Well, sort of at the beginning of this sportscast, the Denver Nuggets capped off a wild night in the NBA playoffs, a come-from-behind 101-99 win over the Lakers in Game 2 of the Western Conference first-round series. L.A. had a 20-point lead at one point in the second half, but Denver got a fadeaway at the buzzer from Jamal Murray to complete the comeback and win to go up 2-0 in the series. Earlier in the night in the East, Dante DiVincenzo hit a three-pointer with 13 seconds left, put the Knicks up one. They capped off a 104-101 win over the 76ers to take a 2-0 series lead. The Cavs also went up 2-0 in the first round of the 96-86 win over the Magic in Cleveland. Tonight, 3 more games on the schedule. The T-Wolves up 1-0, host the Suns in the West at 6:30. Then at 9 o'clock, the Clippers up 1-0, welcome the Mavericks for Game 2. In the East at 7:30, the Bucks have a 1-0 series lead, take on the Pacers in Game 2 in Milwaukee. And finally, in sports, the NHL playoffs. In the East, the Hurricanes went up 2-0 on the Islanders, a 5-3 win. The Maple Leafs beat the Bruins 3-2 to tie their first-round series at 1. In the first-round openers in the West, the Golden Knights won 4-3 over the Stars, and the Oilers took a 7-4 shootout against the Kings. 4-game 2 matchups tonight on the ice. In the East, the Rangers up 1-0 on the Capitals. Game 2 at 6 o'clock. And at 6:30, the Panthers are up 1-0 on the Islanders. In the West, the Jets hold a 1-0 lead over the Avalanche. Game 2 at 8:30, while the Canucks are up 1-0 on the Predators. And the puck drops at 9 o'clock for Game 2 tonight. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas. Katy Country 94 and 96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.